ideal ship for an ocean trip was the walloping window blind. No wind that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind. The man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow. Oh, oh. Though it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. Then blow, ye winds, hi-ho, a rove and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. The captain sat on the Commodore's hat and dined in a royal way of toasted pigs and pickles and figs and gunnery bread each day. And the cook was Dutch and behaved as such, for the diet he gave the crew was a number of tons of hot cross buns served up with sugar and glue. Then blow, ye winds, hi-ho, a rove and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. On rug bug bark from morn till dark, we dined till we all had grown uncommonly shrunk when a Chinese junk came up from the Torriby zone. She was chubby and square, but we didn't much care, so we cheerily put to sea. And we left all the crew of the junk to chew on the bark of the rug bug tree. Then blow, ye winds, hi-ho, a rove and I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.